Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I actually have two quick tips this week. The first is about NRA membership, and the second is about why you should keep your old cell phone around. Longtime listeners to the show know that I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. Well, right now, the NRA is giving away one-year memberships for free. Yep. Completely free. If you've ever considered joining, now is the time. If you own a firearm for any purpose, target, hunting, or personal protection, you must be a member. When it comes to protecting your rights to keep that firearm, the NRA is the biggest dog on the block. I don't always agree with what they say or what they do, and sometimes I downright disagree with them. But without them, we would all have lost our rights to own handguns for any reason a long time ago. The URL for the free sign-up is www.nrahq.org/NRA bonus. Then click the radio button to accept the free one-year trial membership and fill out the form. That's all there is to it. I'll also include a link in the show notes. The second tip is about your old cell phones. A little-known safety tip about old cell phones is that they will always allow you to call 911. That's right. Even if you don't have the phone connected to a plan, it's U.S. regulation per the FCC that the phone will still be answered by a 911 operator. So if you want to send a device out with your young child so that he or she can call 911, but you don't want to make it a complete cell phone account, this is it. If you want an emergency device that functions at your bedside that isn't tethered to a landline or power that can be cut by intruders, this is it. So just keep your old cell phones around. There are two things that you need to remember with these cell phones. The rechargeable batteries will lose their juice even just sitting turned off, so you need to periodically plug them into power. But you don't want to keep them on the charger full time. Doing that actually ruins the battery, just like your laptops, and eventually the battery won't be able to hold a charge at all. So charge it up periodically, and then unplug it. Now second, none of your contact information will show up in the database if you call 911 from a deactivated cell phone. So if you do have to call them, be certain to provide them with a detailed description of where you are, who you are, and what's going on. So, if the cell phone has a charge and can receive a signal from a tower, you can call 911 from it even without an active service plan. So for the international folks out there, check your regulations to see if you have a similar, and perhaps unpublicized, feature with your mobile phones. And that does it for this week. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.